Exclusive: mother who lost sons to fentanyl. Many parents absolutely blame Biden for their children's deaths. By Robert Krajicek on March 3, 2023. Rebecca Kiesling, a mother who lost two sons to fentanyl poisoning, said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with special guest host Mike Slater that many parents and support groups blame President Joe Biden for the drug-induced deaths of their loved ones. Kiesling noted the increasing numbers of fentanyl-induced deaths during the Biden administration's tenure while reflecting on the lives of her two sons, Caleb and Tyler. She remarked, disturbingly, though, the highest spike in fentanyl deaths in any demographic was actually in older people. And as I said, it's a 22% increase in fentanyl deaths the year Biden took office. Kiesling linked the Biden administration's negligence in securing the U.S.-Mexico border with rising rates of deaths due to fentanyl. He lifted the border controls that had been put in place by the last administration. And just like that, a 22% increase in fentanyl deaths, she stated. She added, "You know how furious all the parents are in the support groups that I'm in? Then I'm getting tons of emails from parents, whose kids did die in 2021 and 2022, and they're all saying, I blame Biden. I absolutely blame Biden, because he is the one who lifted the border controls that had been put in place, and they know that there's been a spike." In testimony on Tuesday before a hearing held by the House Committee on Homeland Security, Kiesling criticized the federal government's support for illegal migrants. She stated, "You talk about welcoming those crossing our border seeking protection. You're welcoming drug dealers across our border. I don't use the term drug overdose because this was not an overdose. This was murder. My children got fake Percocets, pills, that were fentanyl. There was no Percocet in it at all. And it's homicide, not overdose." Kiesling said that none of the committee's Democrat members asked her any questions during her appearance. "Fentanyl is being used as a weapon to kill Americans," Kiesling held. She stated, "Out of these over 110,000 now who are dying every year, so few are actually wanting fentanyl. It's not a matter of demand. They first thing started putting fentanyl into other drugs, because it'll get you more addicted. Now they're just putting it in to kill you. I remember hearing last year that about 3 out of 5 drugs laced with fentanyl had a deadly dose. Now 77% have a deadly dose," she concluded. "There's no question they're trying to kill off our population." Kiesling's two sons died of fentanyl poisoning after consuming what they thought were Percocet pills. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.